Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome in, everybody. Big night tonight on Soccer Matters, and we got a lot of good guests. We got tickets to give away. A nice, cool studio in here. I got my jacket on. And we got the man behind the glass, the one and only Brian McDonald. Brian, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How about you, Glenn?
What was the big talk today in sports talk?
Today it was what direction will the Astros go? Their offseason obviously started earlier than fans wanted it to because they missed the playoffs for the first time since 2016. So do they fire their general manager? Do they fire their manager? What players do they swap out? What direction they go? That was the big talk.
What a body of work is all I'm going to say with my educated opinion. What a body of work. Champions League today, Real Madrid got a 5-0 victory. Atalanta, dramatic 2-1 win over Bruges. Atletico Madrid, man, 10 goals in 2 games. They hit Real Madrid for 5 on the weekend. Well, they hit for 5 more. They win 5-1. Spurs and Bodo Glimt of Norway, 2-2. Chelsea goes down on an own goal to Benfica. That was the return of Jose Mourinho. Bayern Munich smashing somebody, Inter smashing somebody. Tomorrow you've got the big PSG versus Barcelona. A lot of injuries involved in that one. Leverkusen, PSV, Dortmund, Bilbao, Monaco against Man City, Napoli against Sporting of Portugal, Villarreal, Juventus. That's an interesting one because Juventus will play Milan and Christian Pulisic on the weekend. And I did say Dortmund and Bilbao tomorrow. Then you've got the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup in Austin. Austin FC taking on Nashville. Tonight we'll bring on Eric Goodman from the Verde Report in Austin to get a read on what's happening out there. And, of course, we will get a Matthew McConaughey appearance. I'm pretty confident that's going to happen at Q2 Stadium up there. Canadian Championship is also tomorrow night. Vancouver Whitecaps against, I think it's Vancouver FC. Thomas Muller, I mean, I got to tell you, he is a marketing. He's just so great for MLS and that market. LA Galaxy and Toluca in the Campeones Cup. And I am told that Double H, Hector Herrera, was sent off on the weekend. So there we go. Let's kick it off tonight with something that we love to do on the show.
Game on, man.
Here's Glenn Davis.
Game on.
With Game On for 90. Game on,
game on. All right, you ready for this one tonight? There is no doubt. Everybody's talking about Christian Pulisic. Everybody was up in arms about him taking himself out of the national team in the Gold Cup. Seems now he made the right choice for himself, his lucrative career, and the fact he is the poster boy for U.S. soccer right now heading in to the 2026 World Cup. Now, a reminder, he is a Champions League winner from Chelsea. Now, I know what some people are out there saying, oh, well, you know, he was injured there a lot. He had a little bit of a problem with Thomas Tuchel. He scored 20 Premier League goals, but he's a Champions League winner. And at that point, I think in his career, people were wondering, is it going to be defined by injury? Another reason why maybe a smart move to jump out of the Gold Cup. There are times that have been quickly forgotten. And based on his current form, he is a star for AC Milan, one of the biggest teams in the world. AC Milan. Yep. Plays in the Serie A. They just dumped Napoli 2-1. They're now going in a different direction. They've got more players surrounding Pulisic, plus Massimiliano Allegri has got them at the top of the table. They got a good manager there. Remarkably, though, there are still people out there that want to condition Christian Pulisic's success. They want to condition it. Oh, he's in the Serie A, or oh, he's not tough. Come on. So nonsensical to say things like that. AC Milan now, for me, by the way, has become destination viewing. And when an American is a star at AC Milan, it's pretty remarkable stuff. And it's no mean feat that to win over Italians, you better be darn good if you're an American player. And that happens in a lot of countries. The American player gets judged a lot more harshly. So this is the Milan of Maldini, Barrese, Beckham, Ibrahimovic, Gullit, Costa Curta, Donadoni, Ancelotti, Kaká, Van Basten, Inzaghi, Rivera, should I go on? Shevchenko, should I go on? And he is now the star of this team. The generational turnover of fans, pretty incredible. And he is the star of the team. So he had a goal and assist in their win over Napoli, breaking a 17-game unbeaten streak for Napoli. His indelible moment, though, came when with the outside of his foot, he turned a player 10 yards inside his own half, took off like a lightning bolt in a rocket down the left side of the field, 65 yards, gets to the end line. Most people are going to be exhausted, and then delivers a pinpoint pass to the far post. This was one of the greatest moments ever for an American player in Europe, I think. From the moment and the play. Moments, a lot of times, are what goes up on social media, by the way. So rest assured, if this was Lamine Yamal or Mbappe or Vinny Jr., there would have been far more press coverage of this. Pulisic's in great form at a top club. He's a star. This is something we should take note of. Maybe as an American, in my case, I'm very proud of the guy and what he's doing. And it's one more reminder, as there are many former American players, the Dempseys of the world, the Friedels, the Kellers, that know so well, that have played in Europe, that being an American player is not an easy thing overseas. Here's to more informed Christian Pulisic. Gotta love it. Guy's tearing it up. Star of the team. Good news for him, he's good and bad. They're not in the Champions League, so that's less games he's going to play. He can stay fresh and he can be ready for what will be the big one, and that is the World Cup 2026 here in the United States. So that is game on for 90. I got it in tonight. I usually don't. I usually go over. So if anybody wants to weigh in on Pulisic and what he's doing right now as an American soccer player in Europe, let's get your take. 713-780-3776. If you don't agree with me, tell me why I'm wrong. Can't say because he's not in the Premier League. Or yes, you can, actually. Galatasaray today stunned Liverpool. Osimhen, penalty kick. I don't think I mentioned that one. So what's your take on Christian Pulisic? 713-780-3776. Pretty spectacular what he's doing. Turns a guy in his own half, takes off like a rocket, and then squares it across the face of goal. That's Napoli. It's a big win. 70,000 people at the game. Milan's not an easy place to play, especially as an American player. That's, I think, pretty clear, without a doubt. So we got a lot going on here tonight, and we got a lot going on tomorrow. We got a good set of music here tonight. I got some Imagine Dragons. I got Whiskey Myers. I was up in the the Woodlands for the Whiskey Myers show. Now, there's a lot of people that say there isn't great rock music anymore. There are a lot of bands. They just don't get the airplay. So I'm playing a few of them tonight. Whiskey Myers is one. Dirty Honey, played them before. Sleep Token is another good one. And then I'm going to switch over to the second hour, and we're going to go a little more classic. I got some ZZ Top, Rolling Stones, Sly and the Family Stone, and then the great Kingfish. So our music list brought to us always by Cactus Music. So big thank you to Cactus Music. All right, Houston Dynamo. two games to go. They got to win both games. Tonight we'll have Lawrence Sonali on the show. I've talked to Lawrence in this interview about a number of things. Dealing with Nashville's press early. Confusing to me that nobody on the field. And Ben Olsen even said, we prepared the team for this, that they were going to get the press. And if you didn't know it was coming, you saw what they did from the opening kickoff, right, Nashville? Now, this would have been a no-no in my day because it basically says, hey, we don't value the ball. That was from my youth coach. But we've seen PSG do this. They basically, off the opening kickoff, just like in football, you knock the ball out for a throw-in near the corner flag. It allows you to move your whole team up the field. Now you get tight on everybody and you press them and you hope you catch them cold. Well, you knew it was coming. What's stunning to me is that the players on the field, nobody recognized that maybe we should just clear our lines and hit some balls in behind them. Yes, I understand they were getting suffocated by Nashville, but we continued to try and play through them. It was stunning that nobody on the field made that decision. Now, I don't know if somebody was on the field saying, hey, hit it long, but nobody did it. And even if you hit it long and just give up possession, you let them burn some energy running back into their own half of the field to get the ball. It allows you to collect yourself. It allows you to remind yourself what you're in the midst of. But it was stunning to me that the players didn't pick up on this quicker. Now, that leads me to what we have heard from all the competitive brass, Pat Onstad, Ben Olsen, Asher Mendelson. It's a very data-driven system. And in these data-driven systems, you take people aside, you show them data, you tell them exactly how they want to play the position. I'm just wondering if people are so data-oriented in their brain that they forgot to make decisions on their own. Because after all, if you go too heavy on data, you can have players that are so concerned with that and playing time that they lose their own identity when it comes to making decisions. And the Dynamo are a data team. They'll tell you that. So, look, I'm not at practice, so I have to caveat this with that. I would expect that coaches would expect that players have to problem solve for themselves in games. But data is a big thing, and I do think it does get into the head of players. I think Aliyu Ibrahim was one of them. Came to the Dynamo, and he looked great in the first couple of games, was playing with freedom, and all of a sudden he just looked like a kid that, you know, it's like those pie charts going on in the head of Einstein. I mean, he was overthinking it to the point where he got traded to Columbus. Again, this is just my judgment, just my opinion. But, and then Eric Svechenko got a red card. It wasn't the best of balls from Ethan Bartlow. He got carded. He actually came out and apologized today in a post, which I don't know why apologies. I mean, it's a nice thing to do, but he got sent off. I get it. I think the most important thing is if you feel you got to apologize, you do it to your teammates. I don't think he owes it to the public. That guy's a professional. He's been. So I don't know. I didn't think he had to come out and do all that. You may think he did. I don't. 713-780-3776. Dynamo fan, are you still in this? Are you still in it? Does this team deserve to go to the playoffs? Are you in it? 713-780-3776. If I don't get any phone calls, I'm going to just say you might not be in it. 713-780-3776. Is there anybody out there that's still believing in the whole playoff system? Will things change if they make the playoffs? And there's a lot that needs to change, not just the competitive side, by the way. I am going to give some tickets away. The final game is against San Diego, which actually was one of the most entertaining games the Dynamo played all year in San Diego. They got a 4-3 victory in that one. Big comeback. That was two goals from your DP, Ezequiel Ponce. And it was, I think, only one of two losses San Diego's had at home. And that was a big win at the time. But it's difficult. You know how I feel about the playoffs. I think urgency doesn't have to be there in MLS. And again, you can say what you want about it, but yeah, I don't want to just keep bringing this up because I bring it up a lot. I mean, do we really think that Dallas, Salt Lake, the Dynamo, San Jose are deserving of the playoffs? I don't know. Imagine Dragons, huh? It's called Believer. So, you know what? It's a playoff system. You can still believe. We've seen a lot of crazy things in Major League Soccer. But I'll tell you right now, I don't think these teams that are fighting to be in ninth place deserve to be rewarded. The teams that do are the San Diegos, the Vancouvers, record-wise Minnesota, LAFC. LAFC is going to be a favorite now. Signing Sun. Seattle continues to get it done every year. How about Austin? Spent $30 million on three attackers, not scoring a lot of goals, but they're solid for the playoffs, and they're playing in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup tomorrow. We'll talk to Eric Goodman tonight from the Verde Report. We've got Lawrence Anali tonight talking about his game, talking about the overall Dynamo mood. And as we go to break right now, I'm going to give a pair of tickets away to the Houston Dynamo this weekend. They will take on San Diego. Chucky Lozano, for all you Mexico fans out there. Chucky Lozano coming to Houston. 713-780-3776. Third caller, 713-780-3776. How about a pair of tickets to Dynamo on Fan Appreciation Night and San Diego? I was choking in the ground, building my brain up in the cloud, falling like ashes to the ground, hoping my feelings, they would drown. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
I caught this show, Cynthia Woods, Mitchell Pavilion. This is a good band. Got a good break opening for the Rolling Stones, and then I think they're on that show Yellowstone as well. Whiskey Myers. Good show. All right, welcome back. Cactus Music will appreciate that day. Nice raw guitar. Love that. All right, couple of things here. By the way, you are out there, Dynamo fan, because when we gave the tickets away, you blew up our phone lines. So you are out there. You just don't want to talk. And if you do want to talk, 713-780-3776. Anything's on the table, Champions League. We got a lot of Ben Olsen sound here tonight. But we're going to go to this weekend, and we're going to keep the Christian Pulisic theme going here. Milan beat Napoli 2-1. The first goal is Salamakers, but this is all Christian Pulisic setting this up. And this starts 10 yards inside his own half when he turns and takes off.
Nice flick into vacant space, and he'll get to it on the second time. A touch of it heavy, but on he goes. Pulisic for the back post.
So that was big from Christian Pulisic. Absolutely took off, blew down the left side, avoided a tackle, got to the end line. And, you know, how many times do we see people make a long run, get to the end line? They don't have the finish. They can't produce the final pass, all of that kind of stuff. So there you go. Let's get the second goal. This would end up being the game winner, and it would be Pulisic who gets it.
Pavlovic. Making a run forward from center back, Fofana lays up for Pulisic!
Wow, listen to that crowd.
He is dominating in a Milan shirt. Christian Pulisic simply cannot be stopped.
He's one of the top players in Europe, in the world right now. No question about it. Let's go to number 12, soundbite 12, Pulisic proving everyone wrong.
I feel proud being an American footballer and seeing him do it at this stage. I feel like it gives American football in this country a lot of legitimacy and a lot of respect. And Del Piero said it yesterday on our waves and said, everyone thinks, oh, who is this American guy? And the fact that he's knocking those walls down to be like, no, an American can come play at AC Milan, a team with unbelievable history, and do this in the big games, and not just do it once, but do it every week. I'm happy that he's able to do it for American footballers coming through the ranks now.
So that was Mike Grella from CBS Sports. Yeah, that's where I'm at on this. I'm like, get on the train. Watch this kid. He's pulling it off for us. He's an American player. We should be proud. No question about it. So I really liked that take from him, and it's very similar to the take that I had on Game On for 90. This is a rare moment to watch somebody dominating a league right now. Now, how long it lasts, we'll see. But everything is in line here for him to continue to have a great season. The goal contributions are crazy from Christian Pulisic. He's got a bunch of goals already. He's producing every single game, and he's making things happen in both the Coppa Italia and also in regular league play, and they just pulled it off against Napoli. So on Sunday, he'll take on Juventus. That's, I think, where you want to be. You want to watch that game, and you want to watch Pulisic, see if he pulls it off again. Juventus, by the way, has to play again tomorrow, so there you go. 24-25 season, he had 17 goals and 10 assists. The outlook for him is fantastic. All right, we do have a Dynamo question on the phone, so let's go to Adrian talking Dynamo playoffs. Adrian.
Well, two things. First, regarding the playoffs, I don't think that Dynamo deserve to make the playoffs. I think they shouldn't get in. That way changes can happen with innocent teams, maybe a new coach, maybe some other changes.
Okay, so Adrian, can I stop you there? Because that's a really interesting take, because I don't know if everybody has that take. Adrian's saying, is it better for us not to make the playoffs as opposed to they make the playoffs, get knocked out early, they could potentially go on a run, but then, it's, hey, we made the playoffs 3 years in a row, and maybe people are content with that. I think that's where you're going with that.
Yes, sir.
All right, continue.
And then the second, just want to invite you to the Surge tailgate this Saturday before the game.
Okay, I'm going to make it over this time. I'm going to make it. Because you've invited me a lot.
Bring Pat with you.
You've invited me a lot. So I need to come because you've been kind enough to invite me, so I need to show up. And who do you want me to bring with me?
Bring Pat with you.
Well, Pat might have other things to do, but we can mention. I can mention it to. Well, I guess somebody will mention it to Pat. He might be. Maybe he listened to the show tonight. But I'm going to definitely go over, say hello, and express my gratitude and thanks for inviting me. All right.
Yes, sir. You have a good one.
All right. Thank you, Adrian. All right. So, Adrian, how do you feel about that? Adrian brings up a good point here. Should we go to the playoffs? Do we, I don't think, you can look at it two ways. You can just say, hey, this is the playoffs in the league. Glenn, shut your pie hole. We're still in it. We got a shot. Or you can say, no, it's not been a great season. And to make the playoffs, maybe it's not the best thing. I don't know. You guys can tell me, 713-780-3776. Federico DeMichelis will be on later, and Federico and I will banner it about as well. All right, so we got the Pulisic stuff there. This is a great watch. Everybody was really critical about him in the Gold Cup. I had no problem with him taking the Gold Cup off. What I did not like was what I think is how he told people he wasn't going to be – a part of the Gold Cup. I hope he went to the manager first. I don't know. I didn't like his dad getting involved. And I didn't like, you know, once you made that decision, don't take pictures of yourself on the beach. But these are young people. I don't know. Not the best thing to do. But for anybody that says this guy doesn't have heart, this guy isn't committed, you don't do what he's doing at AC Milan without heart, competitive spirit, okay? I saw him throw Scott McTominay to the ground like a rag doll during the game, okay? And he's, most importantly, scoring and producing goals. Crystal Palace, they get a big win. Here's Nketiah.
Held in by Lerma. Good trajectory on that. Hughes. It's Nketiah! Absolutely phenomenal! Crystal Palace have toppled the champions in the 8th minute of stoppage time.
That was dramatic. There were a lot of dramatic comebacks and late goals this weekend. And Nketiah gets the winner for Crystal Palace. They beat Liverpool. Liverpool lost today to Galatasaray in Turkey. Tough environment to play. They lost that one on a penalty kick. So it's two losses in a row for Liverpool. That was their first scar in the Premier League season. Now, speaking of comebacks, Arsenal with a big comeback. They would tie things up through Mikel Merino.
This is ball. It's glanced on and it's glanced in. Mikel Merino. Against his former club, with just over 5 minutes left to play.
You heard the commentator. Against his former club. That happens so often. It's crazy. Newcastle was up in the 34th minute. That tied it up. Nick Waltemade had scored a header for Newcastle, so they were up at that point. And then Gabriel will get this game winner, and it is a big 3 points.
There we go, this time. And one in, and it's been headed home. And it's Gabriel.
Gabriel did that 96th minute. That's in stoppage time. Now, think about that. That additional 2 points and not getting a draw could be the addition to win a title. And I think it's up for grabs. I think Liverpool still has a lot to put together with some of the big signings they have. But I don't think anybody looks unbeatable at this point. And there are points here that could be so decisive at the end of the year. All right. Speaking of shocking results, the man in black got one over on Xabi Alonso. That is Atletico Madrid over Real Madrid. So instead of going one by one through these, they won 5-2. So we're going to just, this is the great work of Brian McDonald, who put all of this together. This is how Atletico Madrid smashed Real Madrid.
Valverde did some good work there, but he's coming back in again. Giuliano Simeone! And the Norman is in there! And Atletico have the lead! Koke's ball into a Zerlot! Now it's 2-2! And the goals keep on coming at the Metropolitano today. Up against Courtois, Atletico Madrid looking to go back in the lead. And they have 3-2. Alvarez again, brilliantly done. Oh, he's done it again. 4-2. An awful ball by Valverde. Baena to feed it in. Griezmann has ended his goal drought and put the cap on it. 5-2. Would you believe that?
Unbelievable. So Atletico Madrid took the lead in this game. Le Normand had a header in the 14th minute. Mbappe equalized in the 25th. And then Arda Güler, the Turk, put Real up at the 37-minute mark. So it's 2-1 Real Madrid, 37 minutes in. This game is a crazy game. Soccer is amazing. It just can do some of the most unpredictable things. Sometimes you're just not ready for it. Who would have told you that Atletico Madrid was going to hit Real Madrid for 5 goals in a Madrid derby? Sorloth tied it right before halftime. And then Real Madrid conceded a penalty. They get a stunning free kick from Julian Alvarez. Alvarez had 2 on the day. There were some self-inflicted issues in this game. Griezmann finally scores, and it ends 5-2. Who would think that Thibaut Courtois would get beaten five times? He took some criticism because he's a part of helping defend set pieces. So that's it. So Real Madrid's seven-game match-winning streak came to an end, but they won today in the Champions League. But this is pretty embarrassing. These kind of embarrassing losses for big clubs are not taken well, especially against rivals. So there you go. Okay, so those were some of the important issues on the weekend. You know, MLS has been getting a lot of conversation. Jurgen Klopp, who's with Red Bull, was in New York, had a lot of glowing comments about MLS, talked about in 5 years' time it could be even more special. Now, he's not going to say anything critical, of course, because he's on the payroll. But I also tend to believe a lot what Jurgen Klopp says. So if you remember, Ashley Cole played at the LA Galaxy. Here's Ashley Cole. This is soundbite number 15 on his time in Major League Soccer and the U.S.
It was hard for me to come over. You know, I didn't understand that how hard the travel was, how demanding the league actually was. It was very physical. The weather was super hot, and I wasn't used to that. And I think Bruce and Ziggy understood that and ushered me into the game time and my minutes a little bit slower than what I wanted. But Bruce and Ziggy was brilliant in putting people and players together and creating a great environment. I remember playing against Alphonso Davies at such a young age, and I'm like, wow, I can't compete with these young guys with this, you know, high level speed in this heat. You know, I had to find a way to play a little bit different and understand the league, respect the league, totally different to Europe. Yeah, I really loved it there. I understood the landscape. I enjoyed my time over there. I enjoyed the fans. I enjoyed my teammates and had so much fun over there.
Boy, I think that was a great soundbite from Ashley Cole. Now, I don't think in this day and age, if you're a player coming to Major League Soccer, there's no excuse for not knowing what the territory is like here, not knowing what to be prepared for with travel and climate. But, you know, Ashley Cole was once Alphonso Davies. There was somebody saying that about him. But I thought that was great. He referenced the late, great Ziggy Schmidt, referenced Bruce Arena, endorsed two very good American coaches, two historic American coaches. Yeah. Tell me you don't like this. This is Dirty Honey When I'm Gone. It's a rocking tune. See, even Brian McDonald's saying this is good. You like this?
Yeah, this is pretty good. It reminds me kind of Greta Van Fleet a little bit.
It's got a little Zeppelin to it, but it's rock and roll.
Yeah, I like it.
Rock and roll's not dead. Just ask the guys in Oasis, right? Ask the guys in Oasis. All right, we're going to take a break here. Before we go to break here, I want to remind you about Slip Sliders. Amazing offerings at Slip Sliders. This is down on Bins near the museum. Okay? It's getting a lot of good press. Sliders, tenders, shakes. But they've got a variety of sliders that are amazing. They got beef, chicken, seafood. They got vegetable options. Incredible sides. Cajun cheese fries, fried cheesy pickles, and then the hand-spun milkshakes. They are on Seamless and DoorDash, by the way. Good variety of proteins. They got beef, you got brisket, you got short rib, you got chicken, seafood, vegetable options. And then there's a lot of creativity thrown into these. And I got to bring some up here for you, Brian, because I don't think you were here the night. Yeah, I think Sean was in for you.
Oh, I knew. Yeah.
You missed a good night. But we're gonna get them up. So here's an example. The Buffalo Blue. It's a spicy chicken slider with buffalo sauce, blue cheese. I mean, that one packs a nice punch. Then you got the classic, the backyard burger. I like the Shrimp Shack, which is a shrimp patty. It's got a really interesting sauce on it. Southern Comfort is really good. Falafel and chill. But there's something there for everybody. And these are made to order. They're not, you know, sitting around waiting for somebody to come in. They're made to order. They're really good. Sides are good. Like I mentioned, they got some fried offerings. They got truffle Parmesan fries. And then all kinds of great drinks and teas and milkshakes. And I'm told the beignet bites are awesome, but I have not tried them yet. That is Slip Sliders down in the Museum District. Slip Sliders on Bins. Go down to Slip Sliders. Talk to the owner, Rashid. Tell him you heard it on Soccer Matters. We'll take a break. It's 1802 Bins, Slip Sliders. Break time.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Hey, you need a personal injury attorney. You need the best. It's John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. They've been getting soccer on the airwaves for so many years here. Super grateful for John and his firm. But look, you get in a car, boat, motorcycle accident, nobody wants to get into these situations. They're nerve-wracking. You need to go get the best. You need to get someone who's going to fight for your right for compensation. And that is John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. It's DaspitLaw.com. 713-CALL-NOW. 713-CALL-NOW. DaspitLaw.com. And John and his firm, they're going to work for you 24/7. Nights and weekends. This is a band called Sleep Token. The song is called The Summoning. So for those that like it a little bit harder, we're giving it to you. A little bit of a mix here tonight. We've got some soul and R&B in the next segment with Sly and the Family Stone. We've got some classic. And then we got some great old school blues with the legendary and young guy, Kingfish. I don't know if you've ever seen him, but he's awesome. All right, let's get to the phone lines. Verde Report. He's Eric Goodman, one of my favorite guests, another one of these great young guys that are doing a great job covering Major League Soccer and the sport of soccer. And Eric joins us now from, I believe, Austin, Texas. Eric.
You are correct, Glenn. That's where we am. We're looking forward big time to tomorrow night for our first opportunity. You could actually say any Major League professional sports championship in the city of Austin in its entire history. So potentially very exciting times around here.
You wouldn't be lying when you say that. So give us a bit of the flavor and the mood of everything that's going on, what's kind of happening off the field, the coverage from the legacy media people locally. Tell me what's going on.
Yeah, for sure there's an uptick. I think everybody's still caught off guard slightly, at least getting used to the idea of what an Open Cup is, this mid-season championship. People here are used to a playoff run. This isn't a playoffs by name, but, obviously we know it's a tournament-style competition that Austin FC has had to go through some pretty incredible moments just to make it this far. The supporters groups are definitely trying to capitalize on this moment. You have seen a little bit more coverage of the team. Not only, you inviting me on the show, which I always love to come on, but getting a few other requests to do some mainstream media around here, which is always a good sign for soccer. It's a really exciting week, and now it's on to the team to capitalize on it.
Yeah, and I'm excited for you, too, to get to cover it, because it's always good for, journalists to be around winners and exciting times. And by the way, you were my friend first, so tell those other guys that, okay? You were my friend first.
You got it.
All right.
That is true.
All right. And by the way, you guys better win that thing tomorrow, because we got the Copa Tejas already up here. All right. So be ready for that. There was a little sarcasm in that.
Oh, well, I'm sure the Houston locals and Dynamo fans are going to be wearing their yellow and pulling big time for Nashville tomorrow night. That's for sure.
I would have a feeling you may be correct. All right, we're talking to Eric Goodman. Does a great job, Verde Report. Eric, so let's talk a little bit about the overall year for Austin FC as well. Spend $30 million on Mirto Uzuni, Brandon Vasquez, he gets injured. Usman Bukhari it's not the highest scoring of teams, yet they're producing results. So how is that all being taken? Because I think people were expecting, hey, we're going to get a flood of goals here.
Right. And we learned very early on it wasn't going to be that way. This club scored 11 goals in the first half of the MLS season, which was on pace to be a record low in club history, in league history, if I'm not mistaken. But since that week 17, since that halfway point, they've scored goals at double the rate, and they haven't also, you know, lessened their defensive stature either. They've been still one of the toughest teams to score on, and a lot of that has to do with Brad Stuver, who has been bar none the best goalkeeper in Major League Soccer this year. And really, it's interesting because you never want to lose a player the talent of Brandon Vasquez, and that seemed like it was going to be kind of a death blow to this team's chances. But, and this takes nothing away from Brandon the player, but there was an imbalance of attacking talent when you talked about Uzuni, who was the other, you know, seven-figure transfer fee. He didn't have a role with Vasquez there that he was comfortable in. But if you remove Vasquez from the equation, unfortunately, through the injury, it has simplified things up front for guys like Bakari, and you have the emergence now of Owen Wolf, who's been at the center and been exactly the chance-creating player that Austin has needed.
You know, that is a great, great point, because we've seen this in sports so much that a key player gets injured, it just shakes the dynamic a little bit. You know, Mirto Uzuni's having to change his game a bit for Vasquez. Vasquez gets injured, and all of a sudden things are rolling again. Okay, so I want to ask you about Owen Wolf. I'm a big fan of this kid, Josh Wolf's son. I think his growth has been pretty remarkable, and having had a radio show in Austin for a while, I was really queuing in on Austin FC and saw him as a young kid, and I'm like, wow, I mean, this kid's got some real ceiling, but he has really matured, hasn't he?
Yeah, it's been awesome to watch, and this is a guy that I both directly and indirectly got a lot of undeserved heat. Because of being the son of Josh Wolf, who was an unpopular coach for most of his time as Austin FC's manager, and you know, people, obviously no one with an informed opinion, but you still had, you know, there's some fans here and some voices that aren't the most experienced soccer fans from this team being so young that were wondering, why is this 19-year-old kid, now 20-year-old kid, getting minutes over more experienced players?
Yeah, they're claiming just nepotism, right?
Right, which anybody who could watch could see that, first of all, logically speaking, if you've got a teenage player with enough potential to be named to multiple U.S. youth national teams, you're going to want to get that player on the field, and now you're seeing exactly why you give a young teenage player those minutes, that experience, because he has been the club's best player this year. And Brad Stuver aside, like I said, best goalkeeper in MLS this season, but in terms of outfield players, it's been Owen Wolf. He's been by far the most consistent, and he's really kind of understanding how good he is, and you're seeing him attempt some pretty, you know, entertaining and wonderful to watch dribble moves, and he's producing too with, you know, he's Austin's main set piece taker and starting on the goal, on the score sheet as well.
There's few things, well, there are a lot of things, but there are few things better than watching a young player blossom. We've had one down here with Brooklyn Reigns, who's off at the under-20 World Cup, but to watch Wolf and his growth has been exceptional. And I'll tell you something, maybe those fans are uneducated, but some of that treatment, I will say, probably has helped in his player development. It's not nice to hear things said about your father, but I would look back on it now and say, to fight through that, get through that, and I often wondered that while watching games. It's pretty spectacular the way he handled it and got through it, and it's only made him a better player, and, you know, it's quite a rise for him, and I'm really excited about his output in the future. We're talking to Eric Goodman, Verde Report, up in Austin, Texas. You mentioned two Americans leading the way. Usman Bukhari, how's he doing now?
He's also settled into a role where, you know, it was clear from the beginning of the season to me that that this team under Nico Esteves is going to be most dangerous without the ball, because they have a strong defensive back line. They got a great goalkeeper. They can they can survive waves of possession from the other team. And then when you have speed on the wings like Osman Bukhari, that's when you can be most dangerous. And I think Nico Esteves was a little resistant to kind of accept that. But once he did, you started getting the best out of a player that has scored big goals in World Cups. And you're now seeing that quality. And
Champions League too, right?
Yeah, and Champions League. And so, you know, you get the ball on his feet on the break, and that's been the source of a lot of good things for Austin, especially in the second half of the year, and you're seeing how much more confidence he's playing with.
Hey, that's really interesting what you just brought up, Eric. So at what point did Nico Esteves, you know, kind of abandon the possession game and maybe that data game for being a little bit more of a counterattacking team that invites the opponent in? When did you see that, and how long did it take to kind of just say, hey, this is the best way to play with these players?
Yeah, I think it's another thing that you can kind of trace back to losing that centerpiece number 9 in Brandon Vasquez, somebody that, you know, you're going to want in the box, you know, with a lot of get him as many opportunities as possible. But you've put in Mirto Ozuni there as your number 9. He's another guy with terrific pace. And then Owen Wolf also, there's very few players I've watched in MLS that are more dangerous leading that break. So I think it all kind of ties back to that. And again, you hate to say it because you never want to see a player, you know, sustain a season-ending injury.
No,
and I'm sure he's, you know, can't wait to come back. And I'm sure the team can't wait to have him back. But it really just kind of made things a lot simpler, I think, for Nico Esteves. And he kind of stumbled on this game plan that has worked really well for him.
Yeah, it's exciting. And Rodolfo Borrell, let's go to him. Did he seem like he was under pressure in the beginning of the year? Where's that pressure thermometer up there? Because, you know, he did spend $30 million on a couple of players, and they were goal scorers. They're not coming in. Was there any pressure coming from the public, or was it just kind of, nah, it's okay?
There's pressure from the public. I never had any reason to think that, other than, you know, just as any owner when the team's going through a rough patch is you know, not going to be thrilled. I never got the sense that his job was at risk. This was somebody that I know Anthony Precourt was thrilled to bring in given Borrell's pedigree at, you know, some of the biggest clubs in the world. I think for Borrell, because there was getting to speak to him, you could hear kind of his frustration. I think a lot of that just came from the standard that he's used to for himself and how, you know, he hasn't dealt with a ton of, you know, a ton of losing soccer in his career. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think not to say that he didn't know what he was getting himself into, but I do think that, you know, he didn't like the narrative that he was, you know, spending money wildly and that money not being spent effectively. And I think that pressure is from within, from his own standard, but I do think he was feeling that a lot in the first half of the season.
That's a great way to talk about it. And by the way, that's good pressure. If we don't have that kind of pressure in MLS, what's the point, right? I mean, and listen, the other thing I would say to that is, and we just played a soundbite from Ashley Cole about MLS and adjusting. You can say you're going to adjust. Well, you know, you just have to kind of go through it, I think, and experience it. And he's experienced a number of things. And I do remember him getting a little spicy with some of the press last year.
He's a great figure to cover. He does not hold back. He generally tells you exactly what he's thinking. And I appreciate when he, you know, thinks that there's been a misconstrued narrative or, in his opinion, you know, something, a lot of what he's really tried to preach, and, you know, you can call it excuse making, but I think there's truth to it, is he really is, you know, makes no bones about how challenging the roster situation was for Austin when he arrived. But now he's been here, this is his third season. So this roster is the roster that he built. And that's why at the beginning of the year, you started wondering, okay, does he have a clear plan that's going to work out? And I think now, especially with this Open Cup performance and the fact that Austin has now positioned itself to pretty much lock up a playoff spot in the next couple weeks, I think that takes a lot of the pressure off.
He's Eric Goodman, Verde Report. Eric, have a great time tonight at the final. It is Austin FC against Nashville, and great insight tonight on the show. Thanks for that.
You got it, Glenn. Anytime.
All right.
See you later.
The one and only Eric Goodman. They're having a good time up in Austin with that. By the way, big thanks to LamontBrands.com. Soccer Matters t-shirts and hats. Also, don't forget Nico Nico's Greek and American Cafe. Three locations in Houston. You get the best in souvlaki, gyro. You got the great salads. You got the beautiful chicken soup. I always go for the chicken soup. A lot of lemon in that. They got bakery. They got coffees. Nico Nico's Greek and American Cafe. Three locations. Woodlands, Beltway, and I-10. And then the original location in Montrose. Big thank you to Nico Nico's Greek and American Cafe. And I know they're... were people over at Hugh O'Connor's pub today checking out Liverpool. Not the result that they would want, but Liverpool is still trying to integrate a couple of big stars that they bought in the offseason. So we'll see how that's going to turn out for them. Big shout out to Houston LFC and Hugh O'Connor's pub. All right, let's take a break. We're going to switch gears. MLS, International, Dynamo. We're bringing on Federico De Michelis. Federico joins us next.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.